Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Chaperoo Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is Maitreyi Ma Nolan, an award-winning author, psychologist, and spiritual teacher who has developed a worldwide following, bringing forth the deep wisdom that manifests to her both through her inner guide, Baba, and in her guru, the renowned Indian mystic Sri Sri Anandamurti, Baba. Hi, Maitreyi. Thank you for coming on our show today.
Hello, Vivian. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited about this interview, and it's so strange to me because I'm excited about something that feels calming and soothing and uplifting, and it's a very interesting dynamic, and I think it's just that connection with you. Having the connection with you is giving me that feeling. And so I want to just go over in a nutshell, Maitreyi. In addition to being a psychologist, you are also a mystic, and you have written a book. And can you tell us what your book is about?
Yes, my book is called Into the Heart of the Infinite, a spiritual memoir of an extraordinary mystical experience. And it's really about my spiritual journey, my spiritual transformation that I've gone through in my life to connect with the divine and to open my heart to the infinite source of being. And so it goes into detail about what that journey has been like. And it's really, I've written this book to help people understand and get connected to their own journey. Sometimes the best way to find your connection is through other people's story. And this is my journey. And I've really tried to bring out the mystical side to, as best I can, go into the mystical experiences, what that's like, and how that has manifested for me, though I know it manifests uniquely for each person.
Yes, because we live in the material culture and our mystical experiences are kept hidden. It's something that you pointed out to me, and that's why you've written the book, isn't it? In order to come out the closet of, because those of us that do have mystical experiences, we're in a kind of a closet too.
Yes, I totally agree. And that, I think, is the real reason for the book, is that, you know, we're Westerners. Our journey isn't quite like people from the East. We read about gurus and people from the East, but or about mystics of the past. But in the present day, in our present moment, it's important to know that our experiences are valid and that they can be brought forward. People sometimes are very reticent to talk about their own mystical experiences. They just seem unexplainable, and they think other people won't relate, so they don't talk about them. And I've certainly been in that experience myself for most of my life. And so it's been a process of me really coming to grips with the mystical side of myself, and then allowing that to manifest in my life and to guide my life and to help me to bring that through for others as well, so that we can so that that is more open. And this book is a part of, I feel, the process of opening that mystical experience for people, at least my small efforts to do that by sharing my own and sharing what it's like to be a Western woman and have mystical experience and find that deep, deep connection to the divine.
Yes, we must write these books and we must share our stories. And you have a special name that you've given yourself. What does Maitreyi mean?
Maitreyi means spiritual friend. It's the feminine of Maitreya, like Maitreya Buddha. But the actual meaning in Sanskrit is friend of God or spiritual friend. And
it's
so
it's a lovely name. I have a little bit of trouble pronouncing it, but I love the name, and I love the vibration of the name, and so...
Oh, you did really well pronouncing it.
Thank you. I've been practicing, because it gives me a feeling when I say the name Maitreyi. It conveys something to me, and that's unusual for me. It's lovely, but I have another question. I've always wanted to ask someone this one. What does Baba mean?
Baba... is a Sanskrit word that means teacher or respected teacher or father, and it's an affectionate term that many spiritual male masters are called, and so in Sanskrit it means it has that significance. As an esoteric term, it can mean beloved. So it's one of those terms that has a number of different meanings. And even in other cultures, I think that it's a term that's used because it's one of those simple terms like Dada or Baba or Papa,
Right. And, for me, coming from South Africa, Baba means baby. And so.
Baby.
Baba means baby, so that's a special meaning for me, and so I wanted to ask what it means where I see it for addressing a senior person, and it's amazing that the sound of the word Baba, it has a lot of emotion for me.
Yeah, when my inner guide first came to me, I was in my 20s, and he came in my meditation, and he told me that his name was Baba. And so that's what I've called my inner guru all these years, is Baba. But I do know, that's amazing, I didn't know that it meant baby in another culture. I know that in Eastern Europe there's... I think it's spelled differently, but there's Baba means grandmother. So.
Yes, that's my grandmother comes from Eastern Europe, or she came from Eastern Europe, Lithuania actually, and I called her Baba. And so I had the Baba from the Yiddish, and I had Baba from Afrikaans, and then I saw Baba was a term that is used in Sanskrit and Eastern mysticism, and so... That's why I was fascinated, and I didn't want to just look up the meaning online, because when someone communicates it to you person to person, like you're doing, the meaning comes through so much better than reading a definition that's printed on the internet or in a book or something, because there's so much more that's being conveyed with the tone of voice and the sound and the way of saying it. So that's why I wanted to ask someone who knew and used the term rather than just look it up, which is easy enough to do.
Well, Baba has been my internal guru and my external guru. I had a physical guru also, Shushi Anandamurti, but like many gurus, he's also called Baba.
Yes.
To me, I have learned from, received guidance and care, I would say, really compassionate caring from my inner guru, Baba. and guidance from my outer guru, Baba. So it's very meaningful to me also.
It's wonderful. Again, I want to go back to you talking about the mysticism and how difficult this is as a Western woman, and difficult in the sense of challenging, and it's a path that isn't that easy for us to walk. But there's something else that I've been wanting to ask a suitably qualified person, because you're a clinical psychologist as well as a mystic, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And so what I wanted to ask you was, how can you tell the difference between psychotic delusions, hallucinations, and mystical experiences? What is the divider there? What's the differentiation?
That's a really good question. And it's a line that's a little blurry for a lot of people. Because the process of transformation often requires a deconstruction of the level of understanding, meaning, and functioning that a person has to
yes.
reconstruct at a higher level.
Yes.
But in psychosis, the difference mainly is that a lot of psychotic visions and delusions, they're either grandeur or paranoia or hateful, governed by fear or anger, whereas
yes.
spiritual vision and spiritual people have visions, beings appear to them, all sorts of visions occur and the mystical experiences, but they're governed by love and compassion and wisdom and higher knowledge, which comes through. And so when a lot of people have divine figures come to them in one way or another, teachers and guides, gurus, they experience wisdom and often feel humbled by it rather than feeling grandiose, because the message is never that you are the only one, but that this is one whole of being, one infinite, interwoven, interconnected essence that we all live in, and that all beings have divinity in their core.
It's amazing that you say that, because that hits right to the core for me in one of the experiences that I've had, because I do have what people call a master guide who is well-known, and therefore I don't speak the name. And always, he says to me, I am here for everyone. There's nothing special about you that I'm here for you, because I'm here and available to everyone. So that is not the point that, my master guide is so-and-so. The point is, whoever wants this master guide, he is available to them. And that he makes that same point almost every interaction, and that is very interesting to me, because it is
yes.
humbling, and it's also confirming.
Yes, and that is the message, and that divinity in whatever mystical form it has manifested, that is the message, really, that love, that infinite wholeness, that source of being is there for all of us. And as that manifests, the different guides and gurus or prophets, the one is there for us.
Yes.
And it's a tremendous love that is beyond what we normally experience as love.
And we can choose. It's not, we are not the chosen. We are the ones who are choosing to follow the path. We are the ones who are choosing that to be our divine light. And I think that's very important. There's no compulsion.
Right, exactly. Well, there are a lot of people who choose not to also. And
well,
you know, we have a very material culture. We have a culture that for 400 years our scientific theory has supported ideas that confirm material existence as the basis of the universe, the basis of all of us. And only now science is breaking through to levels and realms that say, wait a minute, there is underneath this material universe, which is, you know, everything is made of molecules, made of atoms, made of subatomic particles, made of waves, and then what are those waves made of? And for a lot of people that that's coming down to, that those waves are made of consciousness, of awareness, of beingness. They're made of this substance of which the whole universe is formed, and we're formed. And when we come in contact with that substance, our experience of it is love.
It's
infinite
true what you're
love.
Saying, because when I was writing my textbook on crystal surgery, I looked up everything that I mentioned in it to see if there is a modern scientific correlate, and there was, including what we call the etheric web, and there are actual photographs of this web of connection between all life forms, and there's actual... there's evidence, and the science is there. You just have to know what to look for to correlate with what it is that we're experiencing. But let's not go into that so much. I'm more interested to find out how your mystical path started and how old you were and those that kind of information.
Well, you know, for me, the journey started with a connection to nature. And then when I was about 13 or 14, I felt that this presence, which I could only call holy, that would just come around me sometimes. And at that time in my life, there were no words, there was no name, there was no guidance, but there was a feeling, a feeling of very, very comforting, absolute love and holiness. And I could feel this presence there with me. And I didn't know who it was. I thought at that time in my life, I began to think maybe it was Jesus, because I didn't know. I grew up in a Chicago suburb, and I really didn't know of any other holy figures. And I felt this presence all around me and come to me, and so comforting, so loving. And I would just be with that presence in it. But thinking it was Jesus, I would just cry myself to sleep thinking I'm 2,000 years too late, you know. But what I've discovered is that that presence is eternal, whether it's Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or Baba or whatever you call that presence. That God presence is always there. It's eternal. It's immortal. It's here now. And occasionally you can meet these really higher level beings who come on this planet to help and guide us and experience the numinous in divinity in such a master or guide. And that's what I felt from my own physical guru, Shusha Anandamurti. He performed miracles all the time, and he would be in two places at once. Many different things happened, and I experienced those miraculous moments around him, but mostly I experienced the bliss of divine presence and the guidance to that bliss. And so that started when I was young in this way, and it evolved in my journey. But that God presence coming like that was something that was very deep and touching. But then, you know how teenagers are. After 3 or 4 years, I was now fully into my teens and friends and boyfriends. And, you know, I lost it all for a while. And then I got into yoga and meditation Well, I went through a psychedelic phase, and after that I got into yoga and meditation, and that's when that presence came back to me, but this time with a name and with spiritual guidance and wisdom, which I learned from. And,
It's a big adventure, isn't it? And it's why I called it our show, you know, exploring this big adventure called life, is because we do have these ups and downs, and we do have to explore different things. And then it does come back around again, and it sounds like it came around again in a much more organized and structured way for you.
Yeah, it came as, you know, through meditation, I found that I could ground into that presence of being, and this divine presence would come to me. And so then I began to receive guidance. I began to experience profound mystical experiences related to this divine guide who is my meditation. So that was very rich for me.
Yes, and Maitreyi, can you just tell us how to get hold of your book and how to get hold of you before we take our commercial break?
Yes, my book is on Amazon. You could also order it through bookstores. And I'm available through my website at yogama.org, Y-O-G-A-M-A, yogama.org.
Okay, that's excellent. And I did look at your website, Maitreyi, and it is absolutely gorgeous. The images are instantly uplifting. I was most, most impressed. So the name of your book is Heart of the Infinite, a spiritual memoir of an extraordinary mystical journey, and your website is yogama.org, yogama.org. Everyone, we're going to continue asking Maitreyi wonderful questions when we come back after the break. Please join us.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4, WindsAcademy.org. or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chaparra Show, where Vivian and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Today we are talking to Maitreyi Ma Nolan, author of Heart of the Infinite, a spiritual memoir of an extraordinary mystical journey. And Maitreyi is also a clinical psychologist and mystic. So Maitreyi, I have to admit that you seem to have had an exciting life and that you have an exciting story to tell, which, as I said earlier, is an interesting paradox for me, because when I'm speaking to you, you are so calming and soothing, and what you have to say is so uplifting. And let's continue.
Oh, thank you, Vivian. I'm delighted to be here on your show. And yeah, it's wonderful to be here talking about spirituality. I don't think there's anything more wonderful to do.
Exactly. It goes to the heart of the matter, as is the name of your book. And so here you are, you're a Western woman mystic, and you're seeing the value of people hearing from a Western mystic and seeing a woman that has made these connections. So tell us a little bit more about your book and what your work is and what you do.
Okay. Well, my book really entails my journey through spiritual transformation, yoga, meditation. It started out with psychedelics and went into yoga and meditation, my travels to India. And then it goes into my inner guide so much. And at one point, I was guided that I should start teaching and allowing the spiritual teachings that I had been receiving for many years to come forward. And naturally, that was a very hard transition for me, because I, like a lot of people on your show may relate to, had kept my mystical side quite secret and not really shared it with anyone else. And now I was being asked to sort of step out and share my experience and bring this divine guidance that I was receiving, allow it to flow through me to other people. And that was very powerful. And so then there's the whole journey with what happened with that. And today, what I'm doing now is I'm teaching, and for people who want to learn meditation, who want to be mentored on their spiritual path, I do offer that. And I'm also working still as a clinical psychologist, seeing people. And I'm writing books. So that's my current activity. I plan to soon do more webinars on aspects of spiritual philosophy and spiritual life. That's a desire I have, to go into that more than I have. I previously ran yoga teacher trainings and yoga therapy trainings. I'm a yoga therapist and a yoga teacher as well, but I'm not doing those anymore. I'm more in the one-on-one guidance with people right now.
Yes, and that goes through cycles as well. And how have people received your flow of information and your representation?
How have people received it? Was that the question?
Yes.
Yes, it's been very well received. Some people really feel the divine presence when I give I call them Baba talks, when my divine guide, my Baba, flows through talking. Some people feel that divine presence very strongly, and they relate to it very deeply. And they feel the wisdom and truth, and they feel the love come through, the bliss. Some people don't feel it. And so it really varies from person to person. But a lot of people are very connected to it, to this teaching that I do.
You started a whole community, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And that community continues?
That community does continue. I'm not as connected to it. I'm more doing my own thing right now, but yes. An international yoga and meditation community. And because people feel Baba's presence, but I have found that people who knew my guru in physical form feel very strongly his presence, but also people who didn't know him in physical form feel his presence. And so that's really what I feel that my mission in life has been, is to allow that divine flow to come closer to the earth plane so that other people can feel that.
And Maitri, you said some very beautiful words to me previously when I spoke to you. I wonder if you could read them out, because in your voice, it would be wonderful for us all to hear you speak about the description of what it's like with Baba.
Yes, I would be happy to do that. I have that quote that you sent me.
Yes.
And this was from our prior conversation. When Baba first came to me, each word he said was like a ray of light dropped into my mind, the facet of a perfect jewel of exquisite beauty, infinite compassion, undying love, and perfect justice. As those facets would shine into me, each word was so exquisite it would stun my mind. At other times, this divine presence has manifested as a white light pouring into my mind and body, bliss and white light transforming every cell of my being. I have found this presence to be truly holy. In profound moments, when it has really come close to the earth plane, I have been caught in the rapture, as has everyone in the room, all crying in awe of exquisite, unbearable nature of the Infinite One. I am in awe of these very special moments when divine presence has come so close to the earth plane. A mere human can barely tolerate to be in the presence of such love. The world is black and white compared to the radiant, exquisite nature of this divinity that I have come to call my Baba.
Thank you, Maitri. That is so beautiful. Let's tell everybody again how they can get hold of your book and how they can find you on the Internet. Would you do that?
Yeah, my book, Into the Heart of the Infinite, a spiritual memoir of an extraordinary mystical experience, can be found on Amazon. It can be found, you can order it through your local bookstore. Or you can go to my website and get it. And my website is yogama.org, yogama.org, yogama.org. I have a YouTube channel and a podcast, so you can find it in a number of places. Baba talks.info.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we can actually access you on YouTube as well. That's absolutely wonderful. Maitreyi Maan Nolan, what a wonderful book, what a wonderful speaker, what a wonderful career you have, helping people go from psychology to mysticism, and you're there to mentor them through that whole range. I think it's absolutely fabulous. It's so wonderful, and I feel so grateful for having the opportunity to speak to you. Thank you so much for coming on the Chakra Show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. When we come back after the break, Neil will be giving his report from the Spirit Dimension. Please join us again for that.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I receive directly from the spirits. The purpose of this journey is to travel to the spirit realm of the lower world to request the spirits that they have me meet a spirit in tree form. I'm going to travel to the lower worlds, and my usual entrance way is by going into a hollowed out tree trunk. I step in, and on the floor is where I find this energy portal opening that I go through and immediately find myself floating down in the darkness of space to the lower world. I land in a familiar lake which has many hippos in it, and I'm able to get on the back of a hippo and it swims me to the shore. I'm looking into a woods, and I walk towards it, putting out my request that I please meet and interact with a tree spirit. There's a pathway that's created by small stones or small rocks that are guiding me in a certain direction, and I'm reminded that stones and rocks have an intelligence and a consciousness, and they're doing something helpful here. That's a bit of information that's given to me to understand and appreciate that the spirit world is a helpful place. It's a place of assistance. The spirits are saying, don't be dumb. The spirit world is there to help, to assist, to guide. And as I've been following this path, it's been getting darker and darker, and now I come to a very large tree trunk that's right in front of me, and there's a deep voice I hear that says, welcome. A long tendril reaches down, wraps itself around me, and pulls me upwards. I'm pulled upwards, and I'm placed in a nest. And I'm waiting, sitting in the nest, and it's very comfortable. It's almost like a featherbed nest. I'm told that this spirit in tree form is a refuge for me. I can come to this tree, to this nest in the tree, and experience peaceful rest and refuge. There's a very lovely light that's filtering down through the trees, a soothing light. And there is this added understanding that I get that this is a place of healing as well. That coming to this tree, coming up to this nest-like area, it's a very healing place. Then there's another word or statement that's given to me that this tree spirit is also a place or a source of wisdom. The tree spirit says, I've been around for eons, and says, I connect to the wisdom of the ages, I connect to the wisdom of the earth, I connect to the wisdom of the sky. And the tree spirit then asks me, what would I like to know? And I ask how to access peace of mind, which is an important question for everybody. The tree spirit says, to learn how to be without distraction. And I recognize the challenge in this, that I'm habitually more comfortable being busy doing things, whatever it is, working on the computer, doing a chore, running an errand. They all have the element, besides whatever satisfaction there may be in them of being constructive, even being creative, there is a strong element of those activities being distractions, and being distractions from just being with myself. The tree spirit says the first helpful thing would be to notice how we do distract ourselves in so many ways. It's so easy to do. We've all got our devices, phones, computers, etc. And there's so much entertainment, and we enjoy entertainment. There's nothing essentially wrong or bad about entertainment other than we use entertainment additionally as a distraction. And the ages-old question of know thyself, or who am I, and the instruction to know thyself can never be dealt with if one is in a pretty constant state of distraction. Just being quietly still by oneself and not doing anything can be very uncomfortable. There is a habitual urge to be entertained, to be distracted, and then there's the uncomfortableness of whatever thoughts and feelings may bubble up when one is being still and not letting oneself be pulled into the distraction of busyness and entertainment. Tree Spirit says that's why being in nature is a good place to begin. Because most of us find nature pleasant, and we can find a pleasant spot in nature and just be there. So, of course, being in nature when one is going out walking or hiking or gardening, doing things, there's nothing wrong with any of that. However, being still in nature, that's what Tree Spirit is recommending. When one is sitting quietly in nature, there is being with oneself, not escaping one's feelings and one's anxieties and one's thoughts. So knowing oneself, which is an essential ingredient in accessing peace of mind, is knowing, is being aware of one's thoughts and feelings and anxieties and not escaping from them. It's like being present to oneself. And the tree spirit says there is so much that one can simply let go of. habitual thoughts, worries, anxieties, ideas, let them go. They needn't be in one's mind. And it brings up the Buddhist notion of empty mind. In a condition of empty mind, there is access to peace of mind. The essence of just being is peace. I'm invited to go higher up to the top of the branches where there's a very expansive view out over the woods. There is a different perspective of the world from up there. The Spirit says, of course we have to do what we have to do. We're incarnated and need to have the basics of foods, shelter, etc. Doing is a necessary part of procuring our basic needs. But to let doing consume one, that takes us out of balance. The problem is, one can hide away from being by getting lost in that sort of doing, which is constructive and positive, but there has to be a balance. And Tree Spirit says the tree is a perfect example. A tree just is. A tree isn't running about being busy. A tree is aligned with isness. Tree Spirit says Buddhist practices like breathing meditation are very helpful because in just breathing, one is closer to isness. The tree says that we should investigate the roots of our anxiety. To be quiet and still and to feel our tension and our stress and our anxiety and not to cover it up by being busy and distracting ourselves and entertaining ourselves. And the tree says, investigate the reasons for being anxious. And one of the big reasons is that we judge ourselves. And nature doesn't judge ourselves, we judge ourselves. And that's the parting wisdom from Tree Spirit. Let go of judgment. I thank the Tree Spirit profusely, and these tendrils come down from higher up in the tree. They lift me up and lower me back to the ground. And I thank the Tree Spirit for this very, very interesting story. I intend to return to the middle world and start floating up back to the portal that I use, which happens to be a tree as well. And the tree says in a joking voice, aren't trees amazing? And I say, yes. I'm back in the middle world. The journey is over. Thank you, spirits. Thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show. We have to go on our break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals. Hello and welcome back to the Chakra Show, where Vivian and Neil explore this big adventure called life. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, talk about crystals and talk to crystals. Today, we are going to talk to a type of Colombian quartz from high up in the mountains of Colombia, also known as plasma quartz. Why plasma? Because these are the brightest, clearest examples of quartz you can ever expect to find. And this is without any exaggeration. Colombian quartz is breathtaking. It actually glows, shines, sparkles, everything you can imagine, and it is just brilliantly clear. In my little pre-chat with Colombian quartz, I asked it what its keynote is, and it said, call me a chameleon. Well, that did not fill me with pleasure because I'm not that fond of reptiles, although even I must admit to admiring chameleons. Why chameleon, I asked. And this is what Colombian quartz said, because I'm so adaptable. Well, I couldn't argue with that. Before I met Colombian quartz, the world of laser wands was divided into two, namely diamantinas and lemurians. Firstly, what's a laser wand? A laser wand is a quartz crystal that is broader at its base and tapers to the termination. Diamantinas are laser wands
that are named after their extremely bright light because they look like diamonds, and so they're called diamantinas. Lemurians are laser ones with a very distinctive formation, and they can be pinkish, orangish, yellowish, white, or clear. But they are not particularly bright in appearance and can even have a kind of a film over them, which is why they can be polished in order to reveal their beauty. Both Diamantina laser ones and Lemurian laser ones are powerful and versatile tools, but Colombian quartz can come in a Lemurian formation and a regular quartz formation, and it's always several notches brighter than any other kind of clear quartz, even brighter than the Diamantina laser ones. After experimenting with Colombian quartz for a while, I realized that all of these points, no matter their formation, combine the properties of Diamantina and Lemurian laser ones. Even someone deeply immersed in the world of crystal healing can't even begin to apprehend the true scope and significance of this. I will say this about Colombian quartz. It is responsible for a whole new layer of crystal surgery entitled microcrystal surgery. How so? Because Colombian quartz also comes in small, gorgeous points called jewelry points, and I've been able to use these fine, slender, high vibration tools to connect me on a micro level to the nerves, membranes, organs, and cells of the client's body. This has been illuminating. And of course, that is a key dynamic of Colombian quartz, illumination. But Colombian quartz adds, before I continue, that there is another reason for being called a chameleon, and that's because of the song by Boy George called Karma Chameleon. What exactly karma refers to in that song, I certainly don't know. And Colombian quartz says that in any case, that's moot. It's the juxtaposition of the words that counts. It says that it has the properties of being chameleon-like and also has the property of connecting people to their karma. What exactly does that mean? I asked Colombian quartz, and Colombian quartz responded, I light the way, as you will hear in my message. Then I asked Colombian quartz, in that case, what message do you want to share with us today? And it said, I am all about light. There are many points of light in the universe. At night, we seek inspiration from the stars. By day, we get life from the light of the sun. These we are familiar with. We are also familiar with the light that we see in other people. In an age of influences, we follow the light of others, even though this may not always be wise. But what about your own inner light, the light within? How bright is your light? And even more importantly, what is dimming your light? This is a very, very important question to ask yourself. Remember, no one else can dim your light without you colluding. Only you can allow your light to become dim. This dimming occurs via falsehood, believing false ideas, false news, false opinions, and false people will dim your light. You even have an expression for toxic falsehood that dims your light. You call it gaslighting. I am the antidote to gaslighting of all kinds. Remember to strengthen the light within. I can help you do that. I can help you recognize truth and restore your belief in yourself. I can help you to understand your karma. And I can throw light on the path ahead. In difficult times, I can light the darkest corners of your heart and mind. And in good times, I can light the lamp of self-expression and leadership. And I can tell you, and I can share with you, that I use these Colombian jewelry points, and I make these amazing and intricate layouts that connect me up with the nervous system, or the reproductive system, or the digestive system of a person. And I use these crystals in a multitude of ways. And now that I have spoken to the Colombian courts and discovered what it is doing, I'm understanding what I am doing in those moments even more clearly. And I've even built these structures and these maps and these layouts that I'm keeping permanently to one side, and then I attune it to different clients. And I'm really, really impressed with what Colombian courts has told me, because I can take that now and even understand more deeply and more significantly, and especially this aspect of connecting with the karma, because I can then track what is going on with this client now that I must assess the karmic aspect of this and work with that layer, which is a very, very different layer from the other layers. So I'm pretty impressed with what Colombian courts is doing, and I'm beginning to understand why a while back I saw this amazing Colombian courts in the shape of a Lemurian, and it was too expensive, so I walked away from it. And then I came back and bought it the following day, and that particular crystal is on the table next to my bed. So when I'm sleeping, I'm attuning to that crystal. And now, after this conversation with Colombian courts, I'm understanding why I am doing that and why I am so attracted to Colombian courts. And let me tell you, they call it plasma courts because we're accustomed to a plasma TV screen with its brightness and its vibrancy. And this, indeed, is why it has been called plasma courts. It is quite unique and different from all other courts in how bright and clear it is. And this is a great conversation that Colombian courts has had with me. So, Colombian courts, I am so impressed. And thank you for helping me in all these different healing sessions. And thank you for teaching me how to do microcrystal surgery. And I also want to say thank you to all of you for joining us here on the Shapira Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Please join us again next month.